For 8 years, Jerome Powell has occupied one of the most powerful jobs in the global economy, chairman of the Federal Reserve. Today, Powell presided over what is probably his last interest rate meeting as chairman, but he is not leaving the Fed altogether, and Pierre Scott Horsley is here to tell us what he is up to. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Okay, so he's been pretty quiet about his future plans until today. What'd he say?
Powell plans to remain on the Fed's governing board for a period of time after his term as chairman expires in the middle of next month. That is unusual. Fed chairs usually walk away from the central bank when their term is done. But, you know, Powell is a staunch defender of the Fed's ability to operate independently of political pressure. And that has really been challenged during the Trump administration. The president's threatened to fire Powell. He's tried to fire another Fed governor. The Justice Department even launched a criminal investigation of Powell and his colleagues.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public, which is the ability to conduct monetary policy without taking into consideration political factors.
So given those attacks, Powell says he's going to stick around for some unspecified period of time as a kind of shield for the Fed's independence.
Hmm. Meanwhile, today, the Senate Banking Committee endorsed President Trump's pick to replace Powell. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Banking Committee voted 13 to 11 along party lines to support Trump's nominee, Kevin Warsh, to be the next chairman. That wasn't a foregone conclusion. Republican Senator Tom Tillis had been a holdout, but he came around after the Justice Department agreed to wind down that criminal probe of the Fed. That means Warsh is now on track to win confirmation from the full Senate. And he has promised to make some changes in Fed communications, maybe how the central bank measures inflation. It's going to be unusual to have a former chair kind of hanging around like a second pope. But Powell says he's not going to do anything to overshadow the incoming chairman.
I plan to keep a low profile as a governor. There's only ever one chair of the Federal Reserve Board. When Kevin Warsh is confirmed and sworn in, he will be that chair.
And Powell has some experience being in the background. He was a Fed governor for 6 years before he took over as chairman in 2018.
A little more on what Kevin Warsh will do. He says he's not going to take marching orders from the president, but he has echoed the president's call for lower interest rates. Are we likely to get lower interest rates?
Probably not right away. You know, Powell and his colleagues voted today to hold their benchmark interest rate steady. It was a divided committee. There was one member who did vote for a rate cut, but three others were sort of leaning in the opposite direction. And this just underscores that interest rate policy is not dictated by the Fed chairman. It is set by a committee of 12. And Powell says that can be tricky and contentious when you have an uncertain economy like we do right now with the war in Iran causing this sharp jump in energy prices.
These are really tough, difficult judgments. You've got to have a forecast for each variable. You've got to think how long it's going to take to get back to target. You got to think how restrictive or not is policy. So it's only natural that you have a range of views on the committee.
You know, the oil shock is just one of the challenges Powell's had to face during the 8 years he's been leader of the central bank. He had the pandemic, which pushed unemployment close to 15%. Then the economy reopened and we got inflation that was at a 40-year high. You've also had the president's tariffs, which are the highest since the Great Depression. And, of course, now the war in Iran. It's no wonder Powell had been contemplating a quiet retirement when his term as chairman ends, but looks like retirement is going to have to wait a while.
And Pierre Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.